Okay, so mangoes provide a wide range of ecosystem services. However, some are more valued than others depending on where you live and your situation. So in Guyana, it's a low-lying country where our coastline is below sea level, and you know most of our population also resides on the coast. So right off the bat, mangroves are important to us because they provide that physical barrier between us and the ocean, the land and the ocean, which is really important, especially with storm surges and an increase in sea level rise. So it prevents our coast from flooding. There is also the value of it being a biodiversity hotspot, especially for our fisheries industry. Mangroves serve as an important habitat and nurseries for fishes. And of course, a lot of people in Guyana depend on fishing for their livelihoods. In addition to that, we've seen that the blue carbon economy is becoming increasingly important in combating climate change, and mangroves actually sequester more carbon than a tropical rainforest. So the amount of carbon they take up in their soil is more than what the trees would take up on land, and that value is becoming more important now as we see that the amount of carbon that is being output is needs to be reduced, and mangroves are a way that we can reduce that. I think in terms of linking it with climate justice, we would come back to that same blue carbon mechanism where we as a country would realize that we have these mangroves, and it's not something that's like found abundantly throughout the world. You mostly find them along the coast, and Guyana has a lot. And even though our carbon output isn't anything significant, we have a large carbon sink here, and it is kind of our responsibility to do our part and, you know, make sure that these forests are well kept and that it can continue to sequester as much carbon as possible.